Chapter 3. Anthony sat rigid in the conference room, his hands clenched tightly together in his lap, his legs stiff underneath the massive table. Somewhere outside, a bird squawked noisily at the mid-morning sun. Anthony listened to the screeching solo for a moment before allowing his mind to refocus on the long-winded speech being spewed by Garfield Haverstick. Diane Martin, Mr. Haverstick's assistant, sat near the head of the table, scribbling down the older man's ideas, comments, and general observations concerning business, plumbing, teenagers, his prize-winning pet dog, and the rest of life. Anthony let his eyes wander around the medium-sized room. Many of his associates, or Garf's groupies, as Anthony's office mate called them, were taking notes and nodding at Mr. Haverstick's aggressive assertions.
"And Haverstick Associates will become the premier marketing corporation of this region."
Mr. Haverstick rose to his feet.
"Under my leadership, I have watched this company grow from a small office in my basement," he paced the room with his hands folded behind his back, "to what will soon be a multi-million dollar powerhouse of the business community here in Shepherd Hills."
Anthony didn't miss the wink Mr. Haverstick threw him before continuing the rambling monologue. He tried to ignore what felt like rubber bands tightening around his forehead, but mental strangulation was difficult to disregard. He thought of Terry, who had been asleep when he'd come home from meeting with Pastor Green the night before. She was still asleep when he'd left early for work at 6:30 that morning. How long would she sleep so peacefully when she finds out what I have to do? He hadn't decided whom he would talk to first, her or Kent Cassell. The detective's business card lay hidden safely within the pages of Anthony's Bible. And then there was the matter of the missing letter. Anthony was both relieved and unsettled that the letter hadn't yet been found. What mattered most was who found it, and Anthony was confident that it would show up in his belongings sooner or later.